Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Hey, Matt, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Thank you.
Jared, appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt. So, obviously, the largest news that came down today was the banning of this hip drop tackle. What are your thoughts? How long is this really going to take to implement? And then also, hopefully, not just slow the games down.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right that this has the potential to really be one of those issues that looms large over the upcoming NFL season, especially early in the year as players and officials both try to feel their way out with this. I think there's going to be a real learning curve. I think you're going to have a lot of defensive players who might hesitate in terms of making a tackle, whether or not it's a legal move, what they're about to do. And I think you're going to have one of those issues where it's a point of emphasis early in the season. You're going to see a lot of plays that are called and flagged for this, and you just hope that it evens out as the year goes along. But, you know, JR, just talking to sources and agents who represent offensive and defensive players earlier this year, right in the aftermath of the Mark Andrews injury that really brought the hip drop tackle into the conversation, I could tell you that it was almost unanimous, even just hypothetically suggesting that that move could be banned, that these guys didn't want any part of it. The NFLPA spoke out against it. You saw several players. Javon Holland from the Dolphins spoke out today and said that they basically outlawed tackling. This has the chance to be a real mess, especially early on in the year.
Matt Lombardo is here with us from Heavy Sports. When you think about not just this season, but if you look back at some of the rule changes as it relates to tackling and targeting and pass interference, where the heck could the NFL go, you know, down the line? And that's a very open-ended question. J.J. Watt said we're moving towards just flag football. What say you?
Yeah, I saw that. And, you know, I've always kind of erred on the side of player safety because you look at some of the injuries that result from multiple concussions and the impact that the sport has on guys long after their careers. And, you know, for example, I look at the targeting rule in college football, right? I think that, that by the spirit of the rule, I think that they're trying to do the right thing, protecting players, trying to legislate out helmet-to-helmet contact and leading with your head and dangerous tackles and all those things. But that rule goes way too far in terms of ejecting players, potentially suspending them for the first half of an upcoming game if the penalty happens in the second half. I think the NFL is starting to go down, if it hasn't already, the path of erring too far on the side of player safety. You think about the, you know, protection of quarterbacks and how, you know, defensive players can't hit a quarterback, you know, too hard in the pocket or, you know, sacking them too hard. And that became an issue a couple of years ago with the Tom Brady hit down in Tampa Bay. It just feels like the NFL is trying to do the right thing in terms of protecting the players, but they just go too far in terms of taking defense and contact, really legislating it out of the game, and you're causing defensive players now to take that split second in the middle of a play to decide whether or not to commit to making a tackle or risk a 15-yard penalty, and that just further slants the sport in favor of the offense, in my opinion.
Yeah, we are moving towards it's already pinball NFL. It's going to continue to go that way as well. Matt Lombardo here with us from Heavy Sports. Not the only news today. We saw that if you are rewarded, I guess, or receive another challenge back, if you successfully challenge, what's the deal with that, Matt? Fill us in.
I kind of like that if you go 2 for 2 on challenges, you'll get that third challenge. And in my opinion, JR, especially in the second half of games, if there's a very obvious, you know, play that should be overturned, I've always kind of thought that the NFL doesn't allow enough freedom for coaches to challenge, because just because you challenge a spot foul in the first half or a completion / incompletion in the end zone early in a game, that you're not allowed then to challenge a critical play in the fourth quarter that might decide the outcome. I think that it's the right move, and this one, I think they're doing the right thing here.
Well, speaking of coaches, we certainly heard from a lot of coaches. Jim Harbaugh hyping up McCarthy. We heard from Mike Tomlin hyping up his two new quarterbacks. What are some other pointed stories that came out today via so many coaches who spoke?
Yeah, I think that the Harbaugh comments are really interesting, right? And it's not just because he's talking up J.J. McCarthy, who, of course, he coached at Michigan. But that should be music to the ears of the New England Patriots and the Arizona Cardinals at picks number 3 and number 4, that if they're looking to move back, you're starting to hear the hype train rev into high gear, ready to leave the station if it hasn't already, when it comes to J.J. McCarthy, and that only drives up the asking price. I thought that those comments were really interesting and compelling, and I thought that, you know, Robert Saleh coming out and talking about what drew them to sign Tyron Smith, how those negotiations played out, and, you know, you look at what happened in Carolina, and they never had the opportunity to match Mike Williams' offer that he got from the Jets. You start to pick up some really interesting nuggets at this NFL meeting when you get coaches, you know, just chatting with the media for an extended and informal time period like they do down there at this meeting every year.
Well, Matt, you talk about coaches and quarterbacks. I want to ask you about two teams. One, the Minnesota Vikings, who now have, you would think, the firepower to potentially, you know, move up the draft board to draft a QB. And then in Denver, it seems like we're still at a stalemate now that Russell Wilson is gone. What's going on with the Vikings and then also the Broncos and Sean Payton?
Yeah, I wrote the day that the trade went down when the Vikings acquired the first-round pick from the Houston Texans that move wasn't made in a vacuum. That was part of a larger plan by Kwesi, the GM up there in Minnesota, to go up and get the quarterback who he desires. Because when you have two first-round picks, you really control the board in terms of your ability to pull off a trade. You have more firepower than anybody in the league right now. And, you know, I could easily see them trying to get up into or to go and get J.J. McCarthy. I know that they had an extensive meeting with McCarthy in recent days. And you think about what's happening in Denver, it's almost like they moved on from Russell Wilson without a backup plan. Right. I mean, I just don't know how you go into the season with the options they have currently on the roster. I think they're a little bit too far out of reach to land one of those franchise quarterbacks coming into this year. And I spoke to a NFL personnel director last week about this. And the biggest hurdle is going to be the cap hit. You're talking about $84 million over the next 2 years in dead money against the cap that the Broncos don't have at their disposal. And by the way, they don't have a starting quarterback for this year. So it could be a real struggle for Sean Payton and the Broncos. And for Payton's sake, he better hope he's right that what we saw from Russell Wilson was as good as it's going to get for Russell Wilson, because right now they don't have many better options.
Yeah, just another year of Sean Payton angry in Denver, just for another reason. So we can't wait for that. Matt Lombardo is here, covers the NFL for Heavy Sports. When you think about the draft, we got a lot of the quarterbacks who are going to kind of show up and show out. You know, I know Jaden is trying to boost his stock down at LSU. as we get closer to the draft next month, what changes could you foresee happening, especially when it comes down to the top QBs?
Yeah, I think that you always get, you know, somebody who comes out of nowhere and winds up getting picked much higher than anybody anticipated, right? I don't know that anybody saw Baker Mayfield going number one back in 2018. You know, there's always one or two quarterbacks who get overdrafted. I think the hype is starting early this year in terms of J.J. McCarthy. And Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, has been really high on McCarthy the last couple of weeks. And he goes out to that pro day McCarthy did the other day and just lit it up at the University of Michigan. You know, I think Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams are one and two. But I think there's a very good chance that J.J. McCarthy is the third quarterback off the board. And I wouldn't be shocked if he's picked number three, because it seems like the public is just starting to catch up to how the rest of the league has felt about McCarthy for a while.
And Matt Lombardo, last question for you, and this is even facing towards next year. We're going to talk about some of the comments made by Deion Sanders, saying that he's going to look to really manipulate, you know, where some of his top prospects, including his son, go next year. What have you heard, if anything, from NFL teams and executives who hear this?
Yeah, I think that this could really backfire on Deion, because, you know, you think about you need to have the belief of coaches and executives and GMs that you're running a program that's developing NFL-caliber talent. And I know what they put out on tape last year, and I know what some of these guys are capable of, but if you can't trust the input that you're getting from the head coach of a major college program, if you can't trust that they're being straightforward with you, it becomes really difficult to go all in on drafting these guys high in the draft. So, sure, if Shador Sanders goes out and he's QB1 by leaps and bounds and he's in the Heisman Trophy conversation next year and all those things, it's not going to matter. You're going to have all 32 GMs and 32 head coaches at the pro day and all those things. But if there's any doubt about these guys and their NFL ceiling, Deion better be careful here, because you risk alienating your players from the executives, GMs, coaches, and power brokers that are going to determine their future. And that's a really difficult high wire act to walk.
It certainly can be a dangerous one. If anybody's going to walk it or attempt it, it would be Deion Sanders. Matt, thank you so much for the time and explaining some of the rules, where things stand with the draft and so on. Where can people follow you and all your work with Heavy?
Yeah, Joe, I appreciate you, man. You can check me out on Threads at Matt Lombardo NFL, also on X by the same handle, and you can read me at heavy.com and at Substack, Matt Lombardo NFL.
Hey, Matt, we look forward to chatting with you on down the line. Thank you again for the time.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.